Janann, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So could you tell us a little bit about GTAB, your brand, I guess how it came about and what sort of messages you want to send with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So GTAB actually came about, first I was working on some music, so I was always writing raps and it was like my diary. All the raps I did were like my diary. I'd talk about all the issues that I would be facing, all the stories I've heard my friends tell me, and stories I actually just see on the streets. And then I was asked by like the people that organized Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week and Raffles, because I was part of the Raffles College program, they asked me to do a collection, and I decided to actually base the collection, base it on my raps and the stories. And GTAB is about, it's about you and me. It's about, you know, face, like showing all these like stories of the youth and what they go through, and just this really like kind of deep, it's like more underneath the surface, like kind of really deep issues that they go through. But, you know, I show it through like a hip hop fun, you know, it's really attractive with the colors, but if you see the linings, they all have these messages in within them.
And I love that concept of using the words and the raps within the clothing. Were there any particular lines that you chose and why you chose them?
Yes, absolutely. I chose the one, "I came here on a mission, anything but submission." And a lot of the belts you can see that's wrapped around one of the, it was like the red velvet pants. I had it wrapped around her torso kind of thing. It's just giving them like, kind of be to be grounded and to, like, you know, not be afraid to tell their stories. I feel like there's a lot of fear around, you know, the western suburbs with like actually coming out and saying their stories. I mean, even me, I was so afraid to show a lot of my raps and actually share it with people, but it's like gives them like a grounding, like, you know, just stand for who you are and your values.
And the clothing line is unisex as well, which is really cool. Was there a decision behind that, or did that just naturally happen?
A bit of both. I did want to like make sure that any like kind of gender can wear it, but also push that kind of thing, because there are skirts and there are kind of dresses in the collection. But I wanted to push that and be like, you know what, anyone can wear it. You can rock it, and if that's your style, then go for it.
I love that. So what were some of the particular stories and issues that you've decided to showcase, I guess, through both your work as a rapper and through this collection?
Definitely one of the major issues, I think, youth homelessness. I think it's something that isn't really highlighted in, like, you know, in the media. Like, I've experienced that too, so it comes from personal experience. And I showcased it with the clothes. A lot of the clothes are really baggy, almost like you can wrap yourself and make it a sleeping bag. That's kind of the idea behind it. But yeah, homelessness was the number one thing for me, like just to kind of have that underlining message throughout the whole collection with the oversized garments.
It seems like something you don't see in a lot of fashion, something having a really strong message behind it, which I absolutely love. Moving forward, do you have any other projects in the works, or what's next?
What's next? Well, I'm actually going to be working on a commercial range, which is like more like merch kind of thing, where people can just like buy and like support the brand and what it means. I'll also be working on my album 2200, which is the Bangsun postcode, and hopefully by the end of the year have it like ready to be like dropped.
Fingers crossed, yeah. For you. Before I let you go, where can people get involved? Where can people find the brand or your raps?
Well, my website is, and actually all my socials are Jinantab, Ginantab. Just, you know, message me, DM me. I'm open for collaborations, and yeah, just find me there on Jinantab.
Jan, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tess.